This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A critical care doctor in northern Colorado says they're treating as many patients now as the first surge of COVID-19 cases in spring of last year. But unlike last year, they're having some better success weaning people off of ventilators. Dr. Diana Breyer is with UC Health. She says they're also trying other options.
Even non-invasive ventilation, which is a mask that fits tightly around the face and helps to ventilate patients without actually having a tube put into their throat, into the trachea, and attaching them to a machine.
Breyer says many of the patients now in the hospital are younger and unvaccinated. Colorado is setting up a fund to help low-income immigrants with legal representation. Lawmakers earmarked $100,000 for the effort. It will go to groups that represent indigent clients in immigration court. Former Colorado Rockies player Larry Walker was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Walker won three batting titles as a Rocky and was widely regarded as one of the best hitters to ever play the game. During an induction ceremony, Walker gave a special shout-out to Rockies fans.
I had 10 great years wearing the CR on my cap, perhaps none better than the first, 1995, when we won the first wild card. What an incredible way to be introduced to the fans of the Rockies. I thank the Rockies fans for always showing your support, and I hope real soon that that ticker tape parade comes rolling down Blake Street.
Walker is the second Canadian in the Hall of Fame and the first player to be featured wearing a Colorado Rockies hat. This is CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 91 and fair right now. The high today will be 94. Grand Junction is at 82 degrees and clear with a high of 95. Denver is at 90 degrees. The high today will be 95.